You are listening to the GTT podcast from the Canadian Council of the Blind.
Hello, my name is Jerry Chevalier. Welcome to this seventh episode of the series Using Windows 10 from the Keyboard, hosted by the Canadian Council of the Blind Get Together with Technology program. Today is June 17, 2020. The theme for today is internet browsing. In this episode, we're going to review internet browsing, including basic navigation, tab browsing, copying a web address so that you can use it elsewhere, such as in an email, and how to download a file from the internet. If time permits, we're also going to discuss how to configure your default web browser using the Windows system settings. I'm going to use Google Chrome for this. Even though I'm using Google Chrome, the other popular web browsers, namely Firefox and the new Chromium-based Edge from Microsoft, are very accessible, and it's very much a personal choice these days as to which browser you use. Most of what I say is going to be applicable to all three of those browsers. Let's get started with basic navigation. To navigate on the web, we need to go to a website. I've chosen Surf's Up, which is a brilliant self-paced set of 20 lessons on internet browsing that Freedom Scientific provides on their website. Freedom Scientific, of course, is the provider of JAWS. And this website, regardless of whether you use JAWS, I think this Surf's Up self-paced tutorial is very valuable to go through. We're going to use this site to learn some basic web navigation. Then we're going to visit another website, NV Access, the provider of the NVDA screen reader, to practice downloading a file. We are going to download the NVDA installation package to your computer. We won't actually install NVDA on your computer, but if you do choose to run NVDA on your computer, you will have the NVDA installation package on your computer after this exercise. Let's get started with the Surf's Up website. We're going to get to the Surf's Up website using a previous skill that we've discussed in prior episodes, namely using the Windows Run command. Hold down the Windows key and press R, Windows R, to get the Run command to open up on your computer. In that Run box, edit box, I want you to type the following website, www.freedomscientific.com/surfsup. There's no spaces in that command. So www.freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, scientific, scientific.com /surfsup, S-U-R-F-S-U-P, and press enter. This is going to launch your default browser, in my case Chrome, and open up the Surf's Up webpage. If your screen reader starts reading that page automatically, you can tap the control key to silence it. You can also use your screen reader title reading command, JAWS key plus T, for example, or NVDA key plus T, to read the screen title and verify that you're on the Surf's Up page. If you're using JAWS, you're going to hear the total number of links and headings announced on that page, and that's a useful thing to pay attention to because it tells you immediately how extensive or complex a web page might be. Navigating a web document is very, very similar to what we did a few episodes ago when we were navigating a Word document. So all of those same navigation keys still apply. For example, you can go with the left and right arrow to move a character at a time. Control left and right arrow will move you a word at a time. Up and down arrow is going to move up and down a line. Control up and control down will move you through the page a paragraph at a time, which is much more efficient than moving a line at a time, because anytime you encounter a paragraph, it's going to read it to you all in one go. So try to get used to using control up and down versus up and down arrow when you're trying to read and learn the content. The home and end keys, of course, will move to the beginning or end of the line you're currently focused on. control home or control end will jump you to the very top of the web page or to the very bottom. If you add shift in combination with all of those keys, you're going to select the text as you navigate. So holding down the shift key and pressing down arrow, for example, will select each line one at a time as you move down. You would do this if you wanted to copy and paste some text from the website into an email or into a Word document or some other application on your computer. The tab key is very important. Pressing tab or shift tab will move forward or backward through elements on the page, where elements are either links or form fields such as edit boxes, buttons, checkboxes, drop-down combo boxes, and so on. Let's talk about navigating with the screen reader because you get some productivity bonus with screen reader shortcuts. Because you can't type on the web page unless you open up a form field, the screen reader folks have decided to use the basic keys on the keyboard for navigating. For example, you can press H to move from heading to heading. Shift H will move backwards to a previous heading. The letter E will jump to an edit box on the page. The letter T will jump to a table. The letter L will jump to a list. The letter I will jump through the items within a list. B will jump you to a button. C will jump to a drop-down combo box. And if you press shift in combination with any of those, you'll move backwards to the same elements. When you open a page, if you use the H key right away, you'll jump to the headings on that page, which is much more efficient than arrowing down line by line or even control down arrow paragraph at a time. And since headings are organized by levels, heading level one is usually the start of the main part of the page content. Heading level two is a subheading. Heading level three is a subheading, and so on. You can pick individual heading levels to jump to by pressing the number row keys. So if you press number one on the number row, your screen reader will position you at the first heading level one. Usually the first thing I do when I open a web page is I press number one on the number row because I want to jump to the main content on the page, which if web developers pay attention to standards, they will usually begin their main content with heading level one. So when I open a page and press number one on the number row, I can go straight to the main content. Similarly, I can press number two on the number row to jump to a subheading at level two. If I'm on a web page that likely has a table, for example, when I open my bank account, I always press the letter T to jump to a table because I know that my bank balances for checking, savings account, and so on, those are organized in a table. So I just have to hit the letter T and I'll move directly to that table without having to do any arrowing. L is another useful key. If you've got a screen reader, it'll jump to a list. And there are several lists on this Surf's Up page. If you press L several times, you will jump from list to list. If you do Shift L, you will move backwards to the previous list. And once you arrive at a list, you can press the letter I multiple times, and that will take you through each item on the list. If you press the V key, V for Victor, that will jump you to a link that you've previously visited on the web page. If you come back tomorrow to this same web page and you press V, you may find links that you've visited before. And that's useful to websites that you go to often. Now, with all of this navigation, if you can't find what you're looking for, there's always the screen reader search, which is a different search than a web search. In JAWS, if you press Control F, this is a JAWS search. In other words, it will search on the page for whatever you type. So if you know something is available on that page and you know the words, you can just do Control F, type in the word or words that are uniquely identifying where you want to go in the page, and JAWS should focus you there. There's a couple of more things I want you to try with the screen reader. The screen reader key, so in the case of JAWS, it would be insert key, and NVDA it would be insert or caps lock key. So hold down your screen reader key and press F7. This will bring up a list of links on the page. Even if there's 200 links on the page, they're all going to be brought into this list when you press Insert F7. And you can arrow up and down this list and find the link you're interested in. You can use first letter navigation to jump to a link in that list. When you find the link, if you press the Enter key, the browser will follow that link and open the target web page. Or if you tab away from that link in the list, you will find that there's a move button that will move you to that position on the web page where the link is. You can just press Escape to close the list of links when you no longer want them. Now, similarly, you can press the screen reader key JAWS plus F6, and this will bring up a list of all the headings on the page. Now, instead of using the H command to move up and down the headings, you can just arrow key through the list of headings. When you find the heading you want, you press the Enter key, and your screen reader will position you at that heading on the web page. And finally, with JAWS, there is a JAWS key plus F5, which will bring up a list of all the form fields on a web page. You won't find any form fields on this page, but one of the lessons in this Surf's Up tutorial is all about filling in forms on the internet. So it's very useful to go through all of the lessons on this page. By the way, those lessons progress. So you can go from beginner web surfer to advanced web surfer through these lessons. A useful reason to have the JAWS key F5 bring up a list of form fields is when you're in a web page that has form fields, I always like to bring up a list of all the form fields so that I can arrow up and down and kind of see all the information that's going to be required of me before I start entering it. So it's equivalent to a sighted person would glance at the form and kind of take it all in before they fill it out. And just like headings and links, when you're arrowing up and down the form fields in that list, if you press Enter on any of them, the screen reader will position you at that form field on the page. By the way, you can also move through form fields with the letter F. So if you just continually press F, maybe you start with Control Home to take you to the top of the page and then begin typing the letter F multiple times, it will move you through each field. Regardless of whether it's an edit box, a checkbox, a button, it will just move you through all of them. So that's another way to learn about the form before you start filling it out. I mentioned for JAWS, the JAWS key F7 for links, the JAWS key F6 for headings, and the JAWS key F5 for form fields. In NVDA, it calls all those things element lists, and they're all available with NVDA key plus F7. By default, the dialog that opens with NVDA key F7 is the links list. But if you tab, you will find choices to have a list of form fields, for example. It's a little more complicated in NVDA, but just a different approach. So all of the elements are available in NVDA plus F7 by tabbing around. Let's go back to activating some links. We've done some navigation. And during this discussion, I'm going to introduce tab browsing as well. I want you to press Control and the Home key to make sure you're at the top of this web page. And then use the H command to move through the headings until you find a level 2 heading. So because it's level 2, you can also press the number 2 on the number row to do this. And I want you to find the heading called Surf's Up. Let's see where JAWS can take us. Now, if you arrow down or control down arrow, you will see the various links to the lessons. So this is kind of the section where the table of contents is to the self-paced lessons. Pick one of these links that sounds intriguing. We're not actually going to work with this tutorial today. That's not the objective. Most of you, I hope, will want to come back here later. But I just want you to, for now, to find a link that sounds interesting. Could be lesson 1, introduction, or lesson 2, 3, 4, whatever. Press Enter on that link and open up that lesson page. You can explore this new web page later and actually go through the contents of the lesson. But let's say you choose to open a different lesson. You've changed your mind and you want to go back to where we were with the table of contents page. So you've got to close this page and go back to the previous page that you were just on. The way you do that with the keyboard is the Alt left arrow. Hold down the Alt key and press the left arrow. You should go back to the Surf's Up section, which had the links to all the different lessons. Now just arrow up and down and find a different lesson. And this time I want you to activate the link with Control plus Enter rather than just Enter. Find another link and press Control Enter. Your screen reader should tell you that you're opening a new tab. But if you arrow up and down, you will see that you're still in the list of lessons. You have to move your focus into the new tab in the browser that's just been opened. So you can think of tabs as multiple pages opened at the same time during your browser session. To get to that new tab that was just opened, you press Control plus Tab, and you will jump from the current tab into the tab of the lesson you just chose with Control Enter. To go back to the previous tab where the list of lessons were, you would press Control plus Shift Tab. So Control Tab moves forward through open tabs in the browser, and Control Shift Tab moves backwards through open tabs in the browser. And you can have many of these tabs open. Why is this important? Because let's say you found two of those lessons that seemed related and you would like to investigate both of them at the same time. Well, if you pressed Control Enter on those two lessons, let's say lesson 4 and 5, then you would have three tabs open. You would have the initial tab where you had the list of lessons, you would have another tab with lesson 4, and you would have another tab with lesson 5. If you press Control Tab, you would jump forward to lesson 4. If you press Control Tab again, you would jump forward to the window with lesson 5. If you pressed Control Shift Tab, you would go back to lesson 4 tab, and so on. So this way you can navigate the whole lessons series and not have to be using Alt back arrow to go back to the table of contents and then choose another page and press Enter to open it. You have more flexibility if you have multiple tabs open. It's not something that you necessarily have to do. It's just that many of us find that looking at complicated websites like this one, which has sort of a table of contents page and then new pages for each lesson, it might be more beneficial or easier to manage that website browsing activity using tabs. So the point here is just to make you aware that tab browsing is a powerful tool and you might find it useful. Now, when you're done with a given tab, let's say you're focused in lesson 5 and you don't want to review any more information there, you can press Control plus F4 and that tab will close. And you can keep pressing Control F4 to close all the tabs except the main one. So just to review, Control Enter will activate a link in a new tab. Control Tab will move forward through the open tabs in your browser. Control Shift Tab will move backwards through the list of open tabs in your browser. Control F4 will close the tab you're currently focused on in your browser. The next thing I want to do is copy the address of the website that you're on. It's often useful to be able to capture the address of your current web page in order to use it somewhere else. You might want to send it to somebody in an email, or you might want to take that address and create a desktop shortcut. You could also paste it into a Word document, for example. Let's find out how you get the address of the current web page. It doesn't matter which one you're on. If you're in one of the lesson windows or you're in the main Surf's Up page with the table of contents, I want you to press Alt and D as in Delta. Control L will also do this. There's actually two shortcuts. Alt D or Control L will take you to the address bar of the current web page. And your screen reader should read the web page address to you, and it will be highlighted. So don't type anything after you press Alt D because you will be focused on the address bar and the current website address will be highlighted, meaning if you type something, it's whatever you type is going to replace that address. So since it's highlighted, that also means we can copy it to the clipboard with Control C. So you press Alt D, you will jump to the address bar. Your current web page address is highlighted and you can press Control C to copy it to the Windows clipboard. Now you can use that address in the clipboard somewhere else. For example, if you want to try this, you can open your mail program, Outlook or Windows Mail, and start a new email, I guess, to yourself. Just put your own address in there and then tab to the body of the email and then type something like, here is the address to the Surf's Up website. Press Enter. And then press Control V to paste from the clipboard. And again, press Enter. If you now up arrow, you will see that the previous line has the address to the Surf's Up webpage. So if you send that email to someone, they can open the email, and when they focus on that link and press Enter, they will go to the Surf's Up website. I always say press Enter after pasting the link into the email because it often works better if you can get the link on the email in its own line. Okay, well, now we can talk about downloading. So we're going to have an example of downloading a file. I thought it might be useful to download the NVDA installation package. We're not actually going to go through an NVDA installation here. That's not the object of this episode, but we will at least get you the NVDA installation package on your computer so that if you do want to install NVDA, you will have the package on your computer after this exercise. To do that, we have to go to another website, namely the NV Access website, nvaccess.org. And that is the organization, the nonprofit company that produces the NVDA screen reader. So that's where we're going to go. So instead of using the run command, let's use a Google search this time to find this new website. You're still on the Surf's Up page, I assume. So we will go to the search bar in your browser by pressing Control E. Control and the letter E for echo. That should position you on the search bar. And now you can type your search. And what I want you to type is three words, download space NV, as in non-visual, space access. Download NV access. Then press Enter. Your search results should display on the web page under a heading. If you press the H shortcut key to jump by heading, you should come to the heading that says search results. And we actually want the heading that says web results. So typically with Google, there might be a bunch of commercial sponsored ads. You want to skip over all those, keep hitting heading H command until you get to web results. And you should come to the web result that says NV Access download. Press Enter on its link to open the NV Access download page. We're actually going to the download page of NV Access. The actual homepage for the NV Access organization is nvaccess, all one word, .org. So you can remember that if you want to come back to NV Access later and explore their website. That's where you'll find documentation and all other kinds of helpful things in support of the NVDA screen reader. We're on the NV Access download page, so I want you to use heading navigation to move to the section called I'd Like to Donate. NV Access, being a nonprofit organization, is encouraging you to send them a donation if you want to download the NVDA screen reader. So you'll see a bunch of radio buttons here, and they're offering different donation amounts. You can activate any of these buttons by pressing the space bar, or you can simply tab away from the list of donation buttons and get right to the donate link, because the one button that is activated by default is to not donate right now. Now, if you do activate a radio button, the way radio buttons behave is you can't press spacebar again to toggle it off. When you toggle it on, that button is selected. The only way you can unselect it is to choose a different radio button. So they're not the same behavior as checkboxes, which go on and off with the spacebar. When you check a radio button, it stays selected until you choose a different radio button. I suggest, since this is an experiment in downloading rather than donating to NVDA screen reader, let's just keep the radio button that says no donation and then hit tab and you'll come to the download button. press spacebar to activate the download button. And if you're using Chrome, what's going to happen is that file will be immediately downloaded. My JAWS tells me that the download is complete. And so I am now finished with the NV Access website. I can press Alt F4 and close the browser, which was opened on NV Access, and go to my downloads folder to find the download file. There's also a shortcut that Chrome offers. After the download is complete, you will hear a message that says press Shift F6. And if you press Shift F6, you will be focused on a button that gives you direct access to the downloaded file. But don't press Enter on this button, because if you do press Enter, it will open that download file, which means it's going to start the installation process. This Shift F6 is useful if you're downloading, let's say, a PDF file, like a newsletter or something, because if you press Shift F6 and you are focused on that PDF file that you just downloaded, you can now press Enter and start reading it immediately. It will open. There's another choice after pressing Shift F6 when you're focused on the downloaded file. You can also press Applications key and arrow down, and you'll see there's a choice to show that file in its folder. So if you press Enter on that option, it would also take you straight to your download folder where that file was downloaded. Now, when you're in your download folder, you will find the NV Access installation package. It's an executable file, meaning it ends in .exe. And then if you go to that executable file and press Enter on it, it will launch the installation process, and you go through a series of steps, and the end result will be that NVDA is installed on your computer and there will be a shortcut to it on your desktop. With Firefox, it's a little bit different. If you're using Firefox and you press spacebar in that download button, you're going to be presented with a couple of buttons. One of them will say save, and one will say open, and one will say cancel. So you have to tab to the save button and press spacebar on it to actually start the download. So that covers downloading. There's only one more topic: changing the default browser that you use in the Windows system settings. Press Alt F4 now and close your browser. Close your File Explorer. If you went to your downloads folder, we're done with all that. And now we need to go to the Windows system settings to choose the default browser. The way you do this is you press the Windows key by itself. Just tap the Windows key and you will get the Windows search command edit box come up. And then I want you to type default space apps. And you probably don't have to type all of those letters, because in the search results you will see, or your screen reader will tell you, default app system settings. That's what you want. Just press enter and that should open the dialog in the Windows system settings to choose your default apps. You can tab through this dialog and you will see choices for setting various default apps, such as your program for mail, which app do you want to use for viewing photos, listening to music files, viewing videos. If you keep tabbing, you will eventually come to a button for your browser. When you arrive at that button, it should announce the current default browser that you are using. For example, mine says Chrome. Now, to change the default browser, you press Enter on that browser button that you tab to, and a pop-up window will open, and it'll give you choices for other browsers that are installed on your computer, and you must tab through these other choices. So you may hear Firefox, you may hear Edge, the Microsoft browser, you may hear Internet Explorer. When you find the web browser that you want to switch to as your default, press the space bar. And then you're done. Now you can press Alt F4 and close the Windows system settings, and you should have a new default browser. So anytime you click on a link, it should now open that web page with the new browser that you chose. And you can go back and change it to something else anytime you want. Also, if you want to change any of those other applications, like let's say your music player, I believe the default is the Groove Music Player. I've changed that to be Windows Media Player. So just go to the Windows search by pressing the Windows key, type in default apps, and then on the search results, open the default apps system settings, and then you'll get the choices for these various default apps. That concludes today's episode on internet browsing. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the GTT podcast from the Canadian Council of the Blind. There are many ways to get in touch with us. You can call us toll-free at 1-877-304-0968. You can follow our GTT blog at gttprogram.blog. If you'd like to subscribe to our email support list, you can send a blank email to gttsupport+subscribe@groups.io. And you can follow the Canadian Council of the Blind on the web at ccbnational.net.